Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as one law, someone need thy mighty hand coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, as I should hide me behind Calvary's cross and on this little clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, thank you for answering prayers, honor requests, and most of all for salvation to go forth and the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. And in your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 23. Then we'll go to Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 6. In Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 23, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Here in Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, and the word says, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are risen up, and the poor has the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to preach and teach God's word here in 2022. We thank God for the privilege. We thank God because he has seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. And we are so grateful and thankful for that opportunity, because our God has allowed us to be a voice. As John the Baptist, as John the Baptist crying out to those that are lost, those that need hope, those that need to hear what thus says the Lord. So we thank God for that opportunity. Now, as we get ready to teach his word, pray that you pray for us and with us, that God would just have his way. Just for these next few minutes, I want to talk about overcoming doubt in your walk with God. Overcoming doubt in your walk with God. Here, the scripture says in Mark 9:23, Jesus is speaking, and he says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. After reading the scriptures in Mark 11:1-2, we drop down, go further in the New Testament, in the book of James 1:6-8. But let him ask in faith, not doubting, not wondering. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the enemy of assurance is doubt. This is a prescription for overcoming a doubt. Let your faith overcome your doubt. Feed your faith. Hallelujah, and cast the doubt out. Here, it gives us an example in the book of James 1:6-8. It says, but let him act in faith, not doubting, not wavering. For he that wavereth, doubting, is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, believer in Christ, doubt can and doubt will deprive, strip you of God's promises and blessings for your life. So that's why it's very important to overcome doubt quick and in a hurry, because it is the enemy of the assurance, of the hope that you have in you by the Holy Spirit. Overcome doubt in your walk with the Lord. Beloved, while this passage of scripture here in the book of James that I just read to you in 1:6-8 is dealing with asking God for wisdom, its principle of God's truth applies to all areas of our Christian life. You see, the principle is this, that God honors faith. Here, James is saying, let a man act in faith, not wavering or doubting. So the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So let a man act in faith, not wavering, not doubting. Beloved, a doubting person is an unsettled person who is just like the waves of the ocean that are driven by the wind. You see, this person's life is unstable, is unreliable, and is undependable. This person is one that is not sure of what they believe. They believe something, but they are just not sure what it is. Sounds like confusion to me. Sounds like they need to get it together. So therefore, they are considered as being unstable. Yes, child of God, God wants us. He wants you to be part of a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church where God has appointed leaders to develop you in your faith. You see, beloved, the leaders in the church are there to help you grow in the kingdom of God and in the knowledge of his word. So that's why it's so important to study, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We should, as a born-again believer, whether a babe in Christ, we should desire the pure, sincere milk of the word of God, that we may grow thereby. Yes, God wants us to become rooted and grounded in God's word so that you will no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes along or comes your way. Believer in Christ, as we grow in the knowledge of God's word, we become stable Christians that can have an effective ministry for others. Overcoming doubt in your walk with the Lord, it is a must. It is something that you may, that your heart should desire, because God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a God that sits high, but look low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Here in the scriptures, in the book of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Yes, beloved, to be perplexed means to be at a loss, to doubt, to move away from, to depart from, to make uncertain, doubtful, and to make uncertain, being doubtful and confused. Believe in Christ. You see, the enemy of our soul, the devil, the one that come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. John 10:10 says, the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Because of the devil or the worldly influence which tried to bring doubt into our minds, to move us away from the truth of God's word that we believe in, we must recognize doubt. We must recognize unbelief, which is the enemy of faith. You see, by faith, we accept God's word and what it's saying at face value, because his word will not return to him void. His word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. Remember this in 2022, children of God, that the devil, the enemy of your soul, your accuser of the brethren, he wants us to live in a state of uncertainty and confusion in order to bring about destruction in our lives. But we as children of the Most High God, we must be keen to his devices, to his schemes. That's why it's so important to get into the Word of God for yourself, to read the Word of God until it drops down from your head all the way to the depths of your heart, to where it takes root. I'm reminded of Jesus when he was baptized, of John the Baptist in the River Jordan, and he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And here come the devil, and he approached Jesus at his lowest point, told him to turn these stones into bread because Jesus was hungry. Jesus looked without no hesitation. He told the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So people of God, remember that no one is immune, exempt from doubt. We will all face unfavorable circumstances, situations at times in our lives, and unfulfilled expectation in life. So beloved, a life filled with doubt is a life filled with turmoil and fear. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. Should write this down. Beloved, a life filled with doubt is a life filled with turmoil and fear. Yes, a life filled with doubt is a life filled with turmoil and with fear. Here we see in the scriptures in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of a power and of love and of a sound mind. So overcoming doubt in your walk with the Lord is essential in these times of uncertainty that we are living in. Child of God, remember, again, a life filled with doubt is a life filled with turmoil and fear. And that is not the life that God intended for the believers in Christ to have and to live. Jesus let us know in John 10:10, the B clause in the verse, which says, I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Yes, beloved, here Jesus is giving us word of comfort. Jesus is encouraging us. He was encouraging those back then, and he's encouraging us in 2022 by telling us that the life that he brings is abundance and full. Yes, Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So people of God, John explains the purpose of writing this first epistle to the church, which was to let us, as well as them, know that we are saved and that our jar must be full, because the jar of the Lord is our strength. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we know that anything is possible to them that believe. We must believe in our God. We must believe that God is just, that God is all-powerful, that everything, all power, is in his hand. Sure, he sits high, but look low. God loves us so much that he gave us his son, that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, as being Lord of Lord and King of Kings of our lives, who shed his blood for the remission of our sin. That's the type of God that we serve, who knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, behold, God will cause you to stand back and never be one of the faithful, and never be one of faith and assurance. You cannot be effective in your service to God as long as you doubt him. We must believe that he is who he says he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, the word of God says again, for a reminder, in Hebrews 11 and 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." We must seek the Lord while he may be found. We must draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to us. And the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added from this night forward," in Jesus' name. So believe in Christ, the remedy for doubt in your life, when you start admitting your doubts and being honest about them. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes we try to run from what we should and from what we should face up to. Yes, people of God, if doubt is faced honestly and handled properly, then we can actually become stronger in our faith. Child of God, every person who has abandoned their faith in Jesus admits that the process started with doubt. You see, there is a prescription for overcoming doubt. Stretch out in faith. Believe God that his word is true. Believe God. Trust him in everything you say and do. See, the Bible says in Proverbs verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, my brothers and sisters, ask God. If you lack wisdom, ask God to give you wisdom, and he'll give it to you without any reservation, without no turning, shadow of turning. No, because God wants you to make it. more than you want to make it. Remember, he that wavered, he that doubt, is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So we must, our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Yes, my brothers and sisters, let us confess when we get weak that we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Those that get weak, those that is leaning, ask the Lord to prop you up. According to Isaiah 40:31. But those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. From this day forth, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we thank God tonight for his word. We thank him because without God extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives, each and every day, we wouldn't be here, still here in the land of living. We still wouldn't be here lifting up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. So be encouraged tonight on this Tuesday night. Be encouraged. The last Tuesday in the month of June, God wants to do more for you than you'll ever know. Bible says, ears, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those that love him. Love him with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, brothers and sisters, overcoming doubt in your walk with the Lord is a daily, continuous basis that we must do in order to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. Morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again tonight we are talking about, hallelujah, overcoming doubt in your walk with God. Overcoming doubt in your walk with God. We have already established, amen, that, hallelujah, a person that is walking in doubt is a person, you know, that is a person that is unsettled, who is just like the waves of the ocean that are driven by the wind. You see, this person, life, that is walking in doubt is unstable. He or she is unreliable and undependable. This person is one that is not sure of what they believe. They believe something, but they are just not sure what it is. So therefore, they are unstable in all of their ways and their walk with the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here tonight, we are thankful and grateful for God's word. Again, we, as we stated, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. The greatest enemy of assurance for a child of God is doubt. Here, again, as we read in the scriptures, in the book of Matthew 11, verses 1 through 6, and it came to pass when Jesus had finished an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard while he's in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, and they said unto Jesus, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and tell John the things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are risen up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended because of me. Your faith in God can help you overcome doubt in your life. Child of God, your having faith in God can help you overcome doubt in your life. You see, beloved, it doesn't matter how long you have been a Christian. There are going to be times in your walk with the Lord and in your life when you will experience doubt. Beloved, as a follower of Christ, doubt will surely show up. Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty or a lack of conviction. Child of God, when things do not go as you expected, you may be overwhelmed with doubt and insecurity. Your faith in God will help you to overcome doubt in your life. Beloved, overcoming doubt biblically is an important skill in our walk with the Lord on this Christian journey. We are reminded in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, which reminds us that then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Or should we continue? Or should we expect, someone else? Was the question that John disciples asked Jesus. Jesus didn't hesitate, but he answered and said unto them, go and tell John the things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are risen, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended because of me. I stop by tonight to let you know that anyone who lives godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And as a born-again believer in Christ, we have benefits applied to our lives each and every day. God's grace, mercy, and love. But everything that we get from God is by faith. As we get up in the morning and get ready to go to somebody's work job, we sit in our car, our vehicle, put the key in the switch, and anticipate it to start. While overcoming doubt in your walk with the Lord is for us to do something that we haven't did before. Believer in Christ, the only sure way for you to overcome doubt is to place your faith in the Word of God. You see, the Word of God has been proven. The Word of God have stand the test of time. The Word of God will stir us up, will encourage and comfort us in time of need. So don't allow your five senses to dominate your way of thinking. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening and will listen in at a later date. This is a good spiritual key right here. Don't allow your five senses to Don't allow your five senses to dominate your way of thinking. Yes, beloved, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. People of God, when we get to the place in life where we're leaning and dependent upon our own wisdom, we'll find out that this little finite mind of ours is very weak. So, child of God, here the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, This is something that we must do individually. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, beloved, you must come to a place in your life here in 2022 where God's word is more real to you than anything you can see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. When you are in doubt, refer back to the word of God. You see, the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder to every marrow, joints, and intents of the heart. See, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible let us know in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we know how faith cometh. It comes by hearing. Not hearing soul mouths. Not hearing story told that try to distract you getting into the word of God for yourself. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Also in the scriptures read in Matthew 11, verse 1 through 6, we see where John is in prison, a hellhole of a place that is filthy, nasty, foul, and dark. John had preached just one sermon too many. And this one sermon was mixed with religion and with politics, which is a dangerous combination. At any time, John told King Herod at this particular time about himself, about him marrying his brother's wife. Well, Herod, because he was in position of authority, he got a little bit upset with John and cast him into prison. So, beloved, John was what you call an old school kind of preacher. And he said that should not be according to the Old Testament, according to the book of the law. So behold, the truth of the matter is, when we dig deep into the truth, is that powerful people, even now in 2022, do not like to be challenged by powerful preaching. Even back then, as well as now, they will ignore it because they want to be in charge. Probably the people of Judah at that time were listening to what has been said by John. And they may have started laughing at the palace soul opera. So John was placed in prison. John had time to think. And John remembered the high hopes that he had concerning Jesus Christ as being the Messiah. You see, John had been prepared for the revolution, and would have been the first to volunteer in order to join Jesus' forces. But time went on and no call to arms. In fact, the reports that had been coming in gave no clue that Jesus Christ was thinking about overthrowing Caesar or Herod or anyone else. So, beloved, no one knows how John got his questions to his followers. But John did. They came to Jesus and related John's questions. Are you the one who was to come? Or should we expect another, someone else? Jesus, instead of answering straight out, he asked them, he said, go back and report to John what you heard and see. To the blind receive, and the blind receive sight in Jesus' ministry. The lame walk, those that had leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. And the good news is preaching to the poor. Words right out of the prophet Isaiah, who prophesied in the Old Testament, which indicate to an oppressed people that they were not alone in their walk with the Lord, and that their God was with them and still is. When we look at the scriptures in Hebrews 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Here Jesus told John's disciples, blessed is the man who does not fall away because of him. You see, John's disciples departed, and Jesus turned to the crowd that have gathered and asked them, what do you want, and what did you go out into the desert to see? A reel swaying by the wind? If not, did you go out to see a man dressed in fine clothes? Or because of those who wear fine clothes, which are in king's palaces? He said unto Jesus, yes, John's clothes were very unique because he was not a fashion plate at the time. You know about John the Baptist. He was dressed with camel clothing, skin from a camel was hairy looking, long hair, didn't shave, but he's a voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, overcoming doubt in your walk with God should be a priority on your part. It should be essential enough for you to overcome. Remember what Jesus said through the word of God in Mark 9:23? Again, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. It is a blessing to know. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, God wants you to be part of a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church where God has appointed leaders to develop you in your faith. Beloved, the leaders in the church are those, the leaders in the church are there to help you in the knowledge of God's word. By you, as a student of his word, become rooted and grounded in God's word, so that you will no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes along. Believer in Christ, be mindful of the fact, as we grow in the knowledge of God's word, we become stable Christians that can have an effective ministry to others. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are so thankful tonight because our God is an awesome God. He is a God, again, that sits high and looks up, knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. The people of God in doubt is faced honestly and hammered properly, then you can actually become stronger in your faith. We just hope and pray through the preaching and the teaching of the word of God tonight that you have gotten blessed. We are so thankful and grateful because the God that we serve sits high and looks low. We are grateful and thankful that we are, that the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance everything that we have read, say, and do here tonight. We just say amen and amen. There may be one of them, maybe some of you, the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is a time to get right with God. This is time to return to him. It's just a matter of you coming to that place of realizing that you're a sinner, repenting of your sin, and acknowledging the fact that you need God in your life. The Bible says in Romans 10:23, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you repent of your sin, make a confession of faith and believe, according to Romans 10:9-10, say if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With your heart you believe on the righteous, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you would like to get in contact with Lisa Tebow as well as Dudley Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, if you'd like to get in contact with us, write us, encourage us, send a seed offering, you can send it at P.O. Box 928-64 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. May God bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful, safe, blessed evening. God's willing, Jesus Terry. We'll meet again through the use of the internet at 6 p.m. on Friday night. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless.